Welcome to UC Engage. You're listening to The Climate Debate.
Hi, my name is Alana Shegog, and welcome to The Climate Change Debate, an investigation into climate change and the way it is portrayed by the media. Today on the program, we'll be giving you the basics on climate change. See what people are saying about the carbon tax. Will it work, and is it good for Australia? And we'll be having a live discussion with Graham Lloyd, environmental editor for The Australian, and Maria Taylor, academic and media commentator. You can also follow the discussion or ask questions on Twitter using the hashtag ABJClimate. First up, we sent our reporters out into the University of Canberra campus to see what people had to say about climate change.
What is climate change?
The world warming from man-made actions, so emissions of fossil fuels.
Climate change is a natural process that we're probably accelerating. If you look at the temperature, the historical temperature of the world, it just goes up and down, and we're reaching a peak at the moment, and we're probably getting there faster due to humans.
It's a culmination of a greenhouse effect, and it's a case of global temperatures rising and causing climatic change.
Stuff's changing, like the pH levels in the ocean due to the amount of carbon we're putting out into the environment. So certain delicate ecosystems are being damaged by changes beyond just temperature.
How do you feel about the issue?
I think we should be doing something about it instead of stopping around and talking and having committees and things like that.
I'm a bit of a fence sitter. I have no real opinion.
How do you feel? I think everyone is talking about it, so you think as everything is changing, you worry about it, but I don't know if it's really relevant or not.
I suppose it's got a lot of media coverage at the moment, but it's not really explaining what's going on. There's just a lot of theories.
Climate change has seen attention from all sides of the political spectrum. The issue tends to attract a lot of attention, but unfortunately, politicians and the media don't try to teach people about the issue. People are swamped with information every day, but do we really know what climate change is? According to our poll, only 9% of people said they felt like they knew enough or didn't want to learn more. We sent Olivia Neetharaja and Rafa Ehsan to cut through the politics and get to the basics on climate change.
It's not affecting our generation so much as our kids' generation. We're not going to worry about this. We're going to let the ice melt. We're going to let sea level rise. We're going to let them worry about rebuilding their cities further inland. So that's just one example of something very, very tangible and very expensive that we are bequeathing to our children.
Climate change. It's one of the biggest challenges our generation and generations to come will ever have to face. But how much do we actually know about climate change? The media have emphasised politics over content, and we're here to give you a basic understanding of what climate change is. When asked how much do you feel you have learnt about climate change from the media, 91% of respondents said they didn't know enough but wanted to learn more. The term climate change actually refers to long-term changes in our climate's weather patterns, something which ANU Earth environmentalist Dr. Bradley Opdyke says is a common misunderstanding.
It's not this year versus next year, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. It's an average over a long time period. When people say, oh, this year is cooler than last year, therefore global warming is not right, that really doesn't apply. It's climate is something that takes place over a longer period of time.
Climate is affected by man-made greenhouse gases causing global warming, which increases the Earth's average surface temperature. Climate change is a long-term effect of those greenhouse gases. According to CSIRO, the average temperature of the Earth's surface has risen by 0.74 degrees over the past century, with temperatures expected to rise at the rate of 0.2 degrees per decade over the next 20 years. So what causes this? The build-up of man-made greenhouse gases traps the sun's heat, which raises the Earth's temperature and causes weather patterns to change. This is known as the enhanced greenhouse effect. Greenhouse gases have always been a natural part of the Earth's atmosphere. We needed to keep the Earth's temperature at a level necessary to support life. But it's human activities, such as farming life